Terry Savage. Welcome back to the Wintrust Business Lunch, Terry.
Thank you very much, John. What, sure. You're a big tease, though. What was that big tease about what I was going to talk about?
Well, I said something you need to know about zero balance credit cards and also one stock that's taken a dive.
I rarely talk about individual stocks.
I know that. And I also think that this isn't a political show, and so we generally don't go there. But it is interesting to see. Let's just talk about it for a minute. It is what it is. The stock DJT, Donald J. Trump's value, has plummeted remarkably this week,
or
the last 10 days.
Oh, it came out around 35. Traded as high as 79, you know, those, it popped, it went to a premium, it's da-da-da-da. That's when we talked. And we talked about a stock is worth what anybody will pay for it on any given day. Now, true experts in the market believe in things like value, earnings, a product.
Fundamentals.
Pardon?
Fundamentals.
Those are the fundamentals. And there are plenty of stocks with great fundamentals that people kind of overlook, or they just trudge along. So, but it's worth, as in the days of tulip bulbs in Holland in the 16th century, legendarily, when a man traded his house, his oxen, his good suit, and a silver cup for a rare tulip bulb, and then he looked around to sell it and went to whom? Everybody had already pushed the prices up, and that's when prices plummeted. So that's a legendary story out of extraordinary popular delusions and the madness of crowds. If you invest in the market, you must read that. It's a classic, extraordinary popular delusions and the madness of crowds, detailing everything from Ivar Kruger, the Match King, in the 20s in the U.S. They're great stories to read. And today, well, yesterday the stock was under 23. Today it's up almost 15%. It's trading at 26.18, but that still leaves it about at least 15% below its initial public offering.
Well, and down from a high of 72.
And somebody bought it at 79 when I said, wait a minute.
Well, and I wonder what the motivation was. I mean, perhaps those people thought that this media company and Donald Trump's influence on it would be a good investment, even at $72. But I suspect that it was more a way to support the president, maybe even help him with his campaign finance problems.
We talked about that at the time, because if you
his
he owns
legal
a lot
fund.
Of the stock,
yeah.
And so you don't have to disclose who owns your stock. So anybody who wanted to say, oh, was I a great supporter? I pushed that stock up to 70-something. You owe me now. We would never know that.
We wouldn't know that? You don't know who makes purchases?
No, you never know. Institutions or those owning over a certain percentage, like 3%, I believe it is still, of a company's shares have to disclose. But not individuals or not just people who buy it and maybe sell it.
And so Donald Trump's then value, because he has a lot of shares, has gone down as well, but it's still
billions.
Extraordinary amount of money. Correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it is an extraordinary amount of money. Even I'm trying to remember, at the top, he was worth $8 billion, so, and that was at 76, so now his stock is probably worth around a little over $2.5, $3
billion. Yeah, right.
That's, you know, as Everett Dirksen used to say, and we Illinoisans
remember that.
At a certain age, billion here, a billion there, pretty soon you're talking real money.
All right, Terry, anything else you want to say before? Well, let's start with credit cards.
Okay, I had so much to say, and I won't take up time because I love doing questions, that I wrote two columns, 2 weeks in a row, because they only give me so much space in the newspapers around the country. I want to make four key points. The first column, it was triggered by one of you, thank you, and I said so in the opening paragraph. A woman wrote me who said she bought furniture 3 years ago on a 36-month interest-free promotion, and her credit limit was $4,100 to buy this. She always made her payments on time and even paid more than the minimum balance. She said she's a single mom. And all of a sudden, the loan balance went from what she had gotten it down to, $1,000, to $4,300.
Yeah.
The issuer of the credit card said that the promotional period ended March 17th, and because I didn't pay the $1,000 balance before March 17th, they added all the accrued interest at an adjustable variable rate of 35.9% to the balance, going back to day one, even though she had been paying it down. And she wrote that she wanted a 3-day grace period, she'd pay it off, and they said no. this is horrible. I reached out to Ted Wasserman, who is the guru of all things credit cards at bankrate.com and creditcards.com. And this, he says, is a common practice of retail card issuers. They start out charging high rates of over 30%. But if you haven't paid off the full balance before that expiration of that zero interest rate, then they can retroactively assess all the interest.
I've never heard this.
Okay?
Never heard
that. So I asked her to show this column to them, and maybe she can get a break. But
Terry, did you say who the card was?
Yeah, this was, I will tell you exactly because I'm really annoyed. She purchased furniture from the Room Place 3 years ago, and the card issuer is called Comenity, C-O-M-E-N-I-T-Y. And they are an issuer, for the most part, of retail store cards.
Okay.
Do you remember, I mean, gosh, when I was young, I had a credit card. My first one was from the 579 shop. You don't even remember that, John. But anyway, somebody out there is laughing. Used to have a Marshall Fields card or a Saks Fifth Avenue card. Now everybody's pretty much switched to Visa or MasterCard. But the fact is that store cards are, that's where they make a lot of their money.
I have a Macy's card. I have a Nordstrom card. We have a Target card.
And you can use that, and you may get special deals or advance warnings of sales or points or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But you have to pay those off. I promise you that your card interest rate on any of those cards is going to be over 25%.
Sure.
In fact, I remember the year that I understood this. This was the year that I found out that Montgomery Ward, the Brennan brothers, Ed and George Brennan, and the other Brennan brothers, were the CEOs of both Sears and Montgomery Ward. That was amazing. I always want to interview their mother. Two brothers were CEOs of the largest retailers in the country.
Yeah.
And I learned that Montgomery Ward made more money on its credit financing than it did on selling products.
Wow.
That's, you know, that's many, many years ago. So beware. And at the same time, the same thing. Balance transfer cards are great. You can go to bankrate.com, creditcard.com, and transfer and get 18 months interest-free and so forth. But those cards are also going to jump right up if you haven't paid off that balance you transferred.
So when you transfer the balance, and a lot of people do this, you hear it recommended all the time by the people at Bankrate. Well, then get a zero interest card, transfer that balance. Now you're not accruing interest because it's a zero.
Right, but two terrible things happen. You don't get it paid off, and you have that empty credit card that you transferred from.
Yeah.
And there's some deal you can't pass up, so now you put money back on the old
card. Cut that thing in half, campers. Now,
just put it away. I mean, if it's an old, long-held card, it'll contribute to your credit history, but it's fine if it has zero balance on your old card. These are really big issues now. I just was reading today, Bankrate's out with a story that all those, four payments that kind of whole thing that was going on last fall before the holiday season, that you didn't need approval for credit cards. Those are coming home to haunt people. And finally, a warning. There are all kinds of services out there offering to negotiate your credit for you. We've saved zillions of dollars for all these people. But if you've managed so far to stay current on the minimums, they ask you to set money aside every month instead of paying your bills. Set money aside with them so they'll have money to negotiate for you. They, of course, take a hunk of the savings as their fee.
Yeah.
It sounds like a good idea. It absolutely destroys your credit. And depending on what kind of debt you have, they might come after you in court. You just don't want to do those. You need to go to the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, 800-388-2227. Or nfcc.org. And those both columns, there's more stuff to be aware of too, are up at terrysavage.com right now.
I don't
now.
Want to make this more confusing than it is. It's not necessarily that confusing. I don't mean to confuse it. But so if I go to a store and I want to buy a sofa and it's $2,500 and they say, well, we'll give you zero interest payments for a year or two, go ahead and do it, and then you buy it. But then if you haven't paid off the balance of that with no interest accruing, but there's a principal, if you don't pay it off by the year or two, then do they automatically charge you, they add on the interest as if it was an interest-bearing account all along.
At a very, very high rate. Now, every retailer does that.
Okay, so who am I mad at?
That's the hidden trap.
Who am I mad at then, the store or the credit card company?
You're kind of mad at yourself that you didn't know that. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do look, folks, every time, whether it's a car, zero interest financing for 5 years.
Sure.
Don't you think they're making it up? somehow?
No, I don't. I think that that's, no, I think they really, I think it's baked into the cost of the furniture that that $2,500 sofa
is.
Well, okay, but I mean, but that's a fair deal.
And then you get this kick in the pants. Okay, you get this kick in the pants, though, when, look, right now, a lot of stores and big retailers will say, here's the price for credit and here's the price for cash. Or you get a service done, your lawn company.
Yeah, yeah.
You pay us by check, it's X dollars, but we had 3% for credit card.
Yeah.
Nobody is naive now about the cost of money. Right now, for 6 months, you get close to 5.4% on T-bills. So nobody's giving you free money, zero money. They know they're going to get you. And I just want you to know that it's legal. They can do it. They can. The terms of that contract are they can go back to day one when you charge $2,700 for the furniture and charge you interest
the
way up.
I had no idea.
At 35%.
Questions about your taxes, your interest rates, your money, your investments, your retirement. Terry Savage is here to answer those questions on the Wintrust Business Lunch. What else should we talk about, Terry?
No, just one quick thing, because I'm so excited I'm on cloud nine. If you watch 60 Minutes on Sunday evening, Anderson Cooper, the last minute, that last little closing thing, he showed a clip of the new Social Security Commissioner, something we've been discussing here, citing that report that came out of you folks in Chicago who wrote me about your problems with Social Security, and how the Social Security Commissioner attributed the fact that he has taken a strong stance against clawing back 100% of the money that they say that you owe, even though they won't prove it, and he's changing everything, and now it's only 10% of your benefit that they can take.
Really?
Now, I've had mixed responses. People have been writing me, and that's okay. You can post at terrysavage.com on the Ask Terry blog. You must call Social Security and keep calling. Get the office of the person you're talking to and the name. They probably won't give you anything but their first name. And demand, if you have already been clawed back and are not getting your benefits, if you have an outstanding clawback notice where they're threatening to turn off your benefits, you must demand that they take only 10% of your benefits, say the Social Security Commissioner said so. And if you have a problem or a success story, post it on the Ask Terry blog. I'm collecting those now. I want to follow up.
So if I want to get the, if they're going to claw back, they can only take 10%, but do I need to petition them to do that, or will it happen automatically?
It won't happen automatically, and you must do that like right now. And please put your phone number on there too, because if you've been having a problem, or if they didn't, you know, if they said, well, I don't know what you're talking about, that's why I want you to get the name and the office and your phone number, because I'm going to send them to someone. We fought so hard to get them to stop taking everything away from you. Now, there's still a lot of people that shouldn't have anything taken. I know that. I hear you out there. I hear you groaning. But I really shouldn't know anything. My son was disabled by this, was that. Yes, they have lots of problems, and they're going to have to get to them. But in the meantime, nobody should be cut off from benefits that you deserve.
Got it. Okay, here's your questions. 312-981-7200 for Terry Savage. Michelle, you're on the air with Terry. What can we do for you?
Hey, Terry. Hey, John.
Hey.
I just wanted to bring something to your attention. I'm sure Terry knows about. It is an adjunct issue with financial products through credit unions. Here's my story. I had a car loan. I was with this credit union for 30 years. I had a car loan and paid it off. Unfortunately, I lost my job last year. I'm disabled, and I lost my job. Have had a heck of a time hooking on somewhere. So my credit card, a Visa card I also had with the credit union, became delinquent. And I've been working with them trying to bring it up. But in the meantime, I paid off my car loan. I was able to pay that car loan off. And then afterward, about a month later, I'm waiting and waiting for the title. And I finally called, and they said, oh, we can't give you your title because of cross-collateralization.
Whoa.
Have you ever heard of that, Terry?
No, and okay, I'm shocked.
Oh, yeah, well, don't be, because I researched it. I have a background in consumer and commercial credit law, and I looked at this, and I also talked to my lawyer friend of mine. It's absolutely true. It's called cross-collateralization. If you have a product through a credit, and it's only credit unions, it is not banks, it's not anything else, but it's credit unions. And everyone thinks, oh, credit unions are great, their rates are good. I love my credit union until now. Fortunately, I was able to make a deal with my credit union where I'm paying off X amount, they shut off the interest rate, and it's going to take me a while, but at least I was able to cut a deal. But I don't see my car title until I pay that credit card off.
Even though the car was paid off. Even though the car was paid off, though you had outstanding credit debt, they won't give you the cut title to your car?
Exactly correct, John. It's called cross-collateralization.
I've never heard of that.
Okay. Any other products that you have through the credit union, they can do this, and it is in the contract. You know, I told them, I said, that needs to be number two in the contract in red letters.
I'll tell you what, Michelle, you get a free copy of The Savage Truth on Money, which is a little bit outdated. It's 3 years, but the truths are all there. If you give your address to our producer, Pete, and my first call for researching another column is going to be to CUNA Mutual and find out all about this, because that's a warning that people should know. And okay. I've been around a long time, and I know what cross-collateralization means, but I've never heard it done between two products like that. I promise you, you'll see something in the next couple of weeks on that in a column.
All right, Michelle, stay there. Producer Pete will talk to you off the air, and Rich will talk to us on the air. You're on WGN. Hi, Rich.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
I got a question for Terry. I filed my taxes back in January, and this is the second year in a row that I had to mail them the original forms proving that it's me. And now I'm having a problem trying to get a hold of somebody at the IRS, and all I'm getting is voicemail from them saying, yes, your deposit was made to your bank, and I check every day in the bank, and it's not there. And I don't know where in the heck to go.
Okay, you are not the first person that's posed this to me. In fact, I've sort of been noodling around the edges of this, figuring, well, it's the crowded period before taxes are due. Do me a favor, Rich, go to terrysavage.com, post on the Ask Terry blog. What goes public is only what I put up there when I answer. So include in this, and I won't even post this, but I'm going to get together a couple of these people. I've been talking to one man for about 4 weeks now, and I need to get back to him with a similar situation. So post and just give me your name and your phone number and the amount and the story. Again, I won't post that publicly, but I'm going to see if I can put a bunch of these together and get it over to the IRS and see if I can get some action. Okay.
Good luck to you, and thank you for that.
Yeah,
Terry,
give me your address too. Not your social security number, but put your address. And by the way, in that question, just tell me what the bank was that you've been looking for it.
Questions okay. That we'll ask Terry to answer when we come back after a quick look at some business news and the markets and so forth include, why are credit cards allowed to charge loan shark rates? First, more business news with Steve Grzanich.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. Sprout Social is losing its CEO. Justin Howard is stepping down this fall. The Chicago-based software maker says Howard will become executive chairman starting October 1st. The company's president, Ryan Barreto, will become CEO. He's formerly head of sales for Sprout. Barreto joined the company in 2016. Sprout's share price fell about 5% after the announcement, but rebounded a bit. The company provides a social media management and intelligence tool. In the wake of its bankruptcy filing, Oberweis Dairy has warned employees about coming layoffs. A filing with the state of Illinois says 127 workers will be cut at the company's plant in North Aurora. Oberweis filed for bankruptcy last week. It listed more than $4 million in debt. The filing says the layoffs could start as soon as June 11th. Oberweis is known for its ice cream and dairy stores. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
Business of Food Time. Here's Steve Alexander.
Yeah, thank you, and happy National Banana Day. Got any plans to celebrate?
Yeah, I'll be wearing my banana costume.
Really?
No, absolutely not.
Who he is and why he has every reason to wear a banana suit if he wanted to, after I thank the Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com for sponsoring us. There has never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Last October, I featured Cindy Kinsley, who was celebrating that her famous Hungry Monkey banana bread had gone on sale in Jewel stores.
For the first Jewel run, we used 10,000 pounds of bananas.
Where do you find 10,000 pounds? Pounds of bananas in Chicago.
Adam Banana.
Well, who is this guy Adam, I wondered. Turns out there is no Adam, as Alec Gatziolas has to explain a lot.
Every day. I always have to spell the name when I'm introducing myself over the phone or in person. A-T-O-M, not Adam the person.
The name Atom came in the 70s when James Gatziolas' company merged with Jumbo Banana and they wanted to come up with a new name.
What did you do back in the 70s? You wanted to be the first letter in the phone book, so they had to start with an A. And it was the atomic age, so they figured, okay, let's go, Adam Banana.
Alec is the fifth generation to own Adam Banana, which gets most of its bananas from southern Mexico. He says they come into Chicago green and hard as rocks and go into a huge ripening facility in Pilsen, and they'll soon go into an even bigger one being built in the old Union Stockyards area. The ripening room is where the banana's color changes to mostly yellow with a little green coloring, and then they're out the door.
If you go into any grocery store or restaurant in Chicago, there's a very good chance that banana came through our facility.
Except Jewel. He says Jewel sells enough bananas to have its own ripening house, but there's plenty of other demand for Adam Banana's bananas.
On a weekly basis, we would distribute anywhere between 800,000 and 1.5 million pounds of bananas.
Wow.
It's a lot of bananas.
And one of the great things about bananas, and the reason they're one of the top selling items in stores, is that they're almost the same price they were 10 years ago.
They might be 10 cents higher a pound than they were.
And they're nutritious, and they come with their own wrapper.
That's it. There's nothing easier than that. You're driving to work, you peel it back, and you got a snack.
Alec Gatsiolas of Atom Banana on National Banana Day. He'll be the one wearing the banana suit.
No.
I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.
TerrySavage.com. You ready for more calls and texts?
Yeah, you gave me a hint at the next one about usury laws. So I had a minute to look up some of the law, some of the rates. First of all, states have their own usury laws. But credit cards are federally regulated and virtually exempt. About 40 years ago, there was a case and then a law, a statute, that basically says if you are in a state, no matter where your customer is, that you can charge the highest rate allowed in the bank's home state, which is why you see banks in Delaware and South Dakota where they don't have usury laws. Okay, so even if you live in a state that has low usury levels, in fact, you could be paying 35 or 40%. And I looked up, I want you to know, for a six-month loan, this is not for a credit card, but the usury law itself in Alabama is 107%. South Carolina, 72%.
Lord.
A bunch of states have no cap. Wisconsin has no cap on loans, except what they call unconscionability. Delaware and Missouri have no cap. So it's, yes, you could please pay attention. You know, you get a little thin thing from your credit card company and think, I don't have to read it. It's a change in terms. Read that, because it could say that they have to give you notice. It's 45 days. But we are raising our interest rates to 32%. And, yep, it's perfectly legal.
Okay, but here's the scenario we were describing. Say you buy a $2,500 sofa, and they say it's 12 months interest-free financing. I always assumed that after the 12 months, say on the $2,500 sofa, you still owe $300, that they would say, okay, now we're going to charge 30% interest on
the
$300.
But that's what was so shocking to me.
But they do it on the whole $2,500, and they lop it on.
This is not a credit card. It's not like a zero balance credit card for 18 months, which we discussed has its own issues. Pay it off before the interest rate pops up. It will on whatever's left. But in these retail cards, this is a retail contract. It's a financing contract. And you didn't read the fine print. I never would have ever. Of course, I don't finance things like a sofa. I think you should try and get a bargain and say, what's a discount for cash? But I'm in a different position. You have to realize that when you sign one of these deals, there's going to be fine print. They're going to make money off of you. It's not a cheap sofa if you have to pay a fortune in interest.
No kidding.
Or a dinner out, for that matter.
847 says, hey, Terry, what's the most accurate website to check your credit score without these sites asking for your bank account?
I use Credit Karma all the time. That's safe, secure, and they send me little notes like, do you realize you could get a credit card, this or whatever it is? But credit, CreditKarma.com. But it's probably on your bank statement. But Credit Karma is free.
Please, Terry, current rate for I-bonds and your prediction for future I-bond rates.
You know, I haven't looked, but in 2 weeks, the I-bond rate will change again May 1st. So give me till next week and I'll do some research on that.
Hey, Terry, if you had $1 million in cash, what would you do with it?
It's in Treasury bills at 5.4%. However, oh, I'm glad you asked right now. Every month, the Treasury auctions off 2-year Treasury notes. This morning, when Powell came out and spoke about maybe we won't have to cut, maybe we'll have to raise rates, we're so worried about inflation still, the 2-year Treasury note trading now yielded about 5%. It's just under that right now.
Yeah.
So if you have some money you want, some of your chicken money that you want to tie up for 2 years, you have to get your order in at treasurydirect.gov, and the auction is either next Wednesday or Thursday. It's the 23rd.
This is just a comment, then we'll go to our phone calls. On my credit card, guys, I missed a payment, even though I paid on the due date, but the cutoff was at noon. They trick consumers to collect fees. And this is Jody. You're on WGN. Hi, Jody. What can we do for you?
Yes, I wanted to ask. Hi, Terry. I just wanted to ask if, are you familiar with a structured annuity?
I am, but that's like saying, are you familiar with, I love the banana story, with bananas. I just found out from somebody that there's okay. like 18
what's
different
your, what's your question, Jody?
Well, so I just recently retired, and I'm turning over my 401k to my financial advisor, and he's suggesting putting a third of it into a structured annuity. So what that is that it will be tied in with the S&P 500. You have a 10% buffer, so you can't lose up to 10%, and there's no cap on how much you can make, and it's for 6 years tied in.
I have a lot of problems with equity-linked annuities. Go on terrysavage.com and read the column. Just put in equity-linked annuities. I know that it's going to make the financial advisor's retirement better, because he will get a nice commission for selling that to you. I personally believe you put some of your, when you do the rollover, you decide how much exposure you want to the full stock market, which includes the dividends, which is over the long run, 40% of the S&P's returns in dividends. Those indexes typically, A, don't include the dividends, they're not just the S&P 500, they're a point to point or when you start. There's all kinds of games that the insurance companies play. I get letters. I mentioned this 2 weeks ago. Oh, I got written up in some insurance industry newsletter. I called Stan, the annuity man, and said, am I losing my mind? He said, no, you poked the commission bear, Terry. Just lie low. So I wouldn't do that, and I think your financial advisor is not a fee-only fiduciary, and that's what you need. And so before you roll over your whole 401k to that advisor who is suggesting this product, I suggest you go to wealthramp.com. Go to terrysavage.com. It's right on the top. Find your trusted advisor. I get nothing out of this. Pam Kruger, who I do a podcast with, matches you.
It's hard to
carefully
fire.
Vetted
it's hard to fire.
Fiduciaries.
It's hard to fire your financial advisor.
No, it's not. It's your money. And you want someone, just have one meeting and say, hey, I got this advice here. I'd like to pay you for an hour of your time. It's mostly about my 401k, but they're going to say to you, excuse me, do you have an estate plan? What's your income structure? What are your income needs? When are you taking Social Security?
Terry, you're not against those. You're not against an index fund, right? That's what she
no,
said.
No, and this is totally has a not floor, that. But this Standard & Poor's 500 stock index. But these structured products being sold by an insurance company, why do the insurance companies have all those big buildings? Ask yourself that. That's a Stan, the man, the annuity man line, and it seems so appropriate.
All
Look,
right.
I'm not against annuities. I think there's some places for annuities. You might have a deferred annuity, one where you give the insurance company money now and say, what I'm really worried about is living to be 89 or 92 like my dad. So start paying me out at age 75 or 78. You'll get a bigger check. That's an interesting annuity. Multi-year guaranteed annuities, the insurance industry's version of a CD, slightly higher rates. And you're it's like a CD inside a tax wrapper. That's fine. But these annuities that are triggered by, it's an index. You can't lose. You get an upside, but you don't get all the upside. The index is always jury-rigged.
Okay, but is that the problem that you're not performing as well with that kind of an annuity that's tied to one of the indices?
You're paying a lot for the protection, and the index typically doesn't give you the full performance.
I got
if
it.
I know we got to go. I wanted to say this.
Yeah.
If you knew that over the long run, about 40% of the return of the S&P 500 was the dividends, would you buy a product that guarantees you the return of the S&P 500 without the dividends? So I'm going to say to Jody, go ask. Is this the return of the S&P 500 including dividends or not?
All right,
then
Jody,
you'll know how they're making
it. Reach back
money.
Out to us if you have more questions. It might be interesting to follow up on that conversation. I hope she has. We're out of time. Terry, will you join us next week?
Sitting right next to you, I think, next week.
I'm looking forward to Terry. We'll be in the studio. She's not today, but her advice sure is.